For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's hockey team is Paige Anderson, senior alternate captain out of Andover, Minnesota. And first of all, Paige, you've already got 3 assists this season, got some points going. What's kind of your goal? Do you set one at the beginning of the season of how many points you want to score?
I don't necessarily put a number on it, but I do try to be better than last season every year. So, yeah, I guess that's my goal. I don't put a number on it, but I do try to be better every year.
You're an alternate captain. What did it mean to get voted by your teammates in that role?
It's a huge honor. I'm super happy that, you know, they picked me to be their leader or one of their leaders, and it's a super big honor, and I don't take that lightly, so I'm very grateful.
This last weekend, a tough opponent. A tough loss Friday night, 6-0. Your team battles back to a 1-1 tie going into the third. How incredible was it to be on the ice for all those moments?
It's so awesome. I mean, I'm so proud of my team for not letting the night before affect our effort for the second game. You know, it's easy to get down in those situations, but we were playing scrappy. We were fighting for those battles, and it's super cool to see how much we can overcome.
You helped set up that goal for your senior captain, Kate Boland, you and Kayla. And it was Kate Boland's first career goal. How special was that moment?
She was super pumped. I was also super pumped. And funny story, her parents were actually on her way to go see her sister, Jessica. She plays at Mankato. They were going to go see her game, but then they turned around and came to Kate's game. And they were there to see their first goal, and it was super special.
That's awesome. You play Ohio State this Saturday and Sunday, number one team in the country, national champs from a year ago. Do you kind of just have to put that all those stats, all that aside when you play against them this weekend?
Yes and no. I mean, we cannot overlook this team, so we do have to kind of look at those stats. But at the same time, we can't let that intimidate us. We are a good team, and we've proven in the past that we can beat them before. So we got to play our best and try and do it again.
Last year, your team played Ohio State to a 3-2 win. You were part of that, scoring the second goal. And it made number one in the SportsCenter's top 10 on ESPN. How cool is that? Was that moment? And do you even think about that going into the weekend?
I do think about that because I think they're going to want some serious revenge on us. They did not like losing, but also it's a moment I'll never forget, and I'm so glad that I got to be a part of it.
This weekend's also Sanford Health's Breast Cancer Awareness Games. Your team going to get the pink jerseys out, pink laces, pink tape?
I hope so. I actually don't know, but I hope so.
And because it is a cancer awareness weekend, have you or anybody in your family been affected by it?
Not me personally, but I do have some family friends that have been affected by cancer, and it's a really terrible disease, and you know, I'm glad that we can spread awareness through our games this weekend.
What's it going to take to beat Ohio State this weekend?
Definitely a good start. You know, they're a team that can capitalize on any mistake that we can make, so I guess a really good start and keeping that good start going all the way throughout both games.
You also had some fun news before the season started. You got engaged. You're planning a wedding during a hockey season.
Yeah.
First of all, congratulations. Second of all, how hard is it to do both?
Thank you. And honestly, it's not as hard as it looks. I mean, I'm someone that I feel like I'm pretty flexible, but I also know what I want. So I've just been kind of saying, oh, yeah, I like that, or no, I don't like that. You know, I kind of know what I want, but I'm also open to new things as well.
Well, you got the first one out of the way. You said yes to the dress. So there you have it. Now we just need a couple of wins this weekend. Paige, good luck this weekend.
Thank you.